We finally have a trailer. We finally have a premiere date. This episode of Geekville Radio is devoted to all things Acolyte, and I'll talk about a promising quote that I've heard from the showrunner and a quote that is not so reassuring. All this and more in this episode of Geekville Radio.
Geekville Radio.
Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, geeks and geekettes. This is Seth, a.k.a. Xandrax, the mayor of Geekville and the host of Geekville Radio, coming at you with episode 352. In your hymnals, you can follow along with the show notes at geekvilleradio.com/352. And like we mentioned at the top of the show, we're just going to talk about the next Star Wars series, The Acolyte, here. It was announced a few years back. It is finally debuting on Disney Plus on June 4th. Now, a quick review of what The Acolyte is. I'm first going to give you the official synopsis here from StarWars.com.
In The Acolyte, an investigation into a shocking crime spree pits a respected Jedi Master against a dangerous warrior from his past. As more clues emerge, they travel down a dark path where sinister forces reveal all is not what it seems.
So it almost looks like a crime story or detective story, just the detectives are Jedi, which, quite frankly, does interest me a bit. And I've also noticed a little difference between when this series was announced and a few months back when the next Rey movie was announced. That will be directed by Charmaine Obaid-Chinoy in The Return of Rey. The quote that really caught a lot of traction was the, you know, it's about the time a woman does a Star Wars story. We talked about that in detail way back. You know, I don't need to rehash it here. And I heard a couple years back when Leslie Headland, the showrunner, was first talking about The Acolyte. And she stated, how did we get to a point where a Sith Lord can infiltrate the Senate and none of the Jedi pick up on it? What went wrong? Implying that the show is going to give details on how that might have happened. And for me, that's a heck of a show pitch there. Just my opinion, that we have a story that will show us how a Sith Lord can just stand in front of a bunch of Jedi and the Jedi go, hey, you're a Sith Lord. There's one other Leslie Headland quote that I'm going to mention here because I liked how she pitched it, that this is going to help explain why the Sith can hide in plain sight, basically, in front of the Jedi. But she did say in a recent interview that whatever you think it is, it's not. That's not very reassuring for me, because that sounds like the person trying to say, I'm smarter than you, blah, blah, blah. And it just seems to be one of the things that plagues a lot of modern creators. It's like they want to try to outsmart the audience. And I've never quite understood that. Instead of pleasing the fans, it's like trying to outsmart fans. And I could be dead wrong on that. We'll see. It could be what it winds up being is even better than what we're seeing here. I will wait until I see the show to pass judgment on it. I just don't really like quotes like that or saying things like that because it makes you sound like you have an ego, quite frankly. We also know the series is set about 100 years before Phantom Menace. So using a Star Wars timeline, that would be 130 years before the Battle of Yavin. Or if we were to put it into context for real-world years, if the Battle of Yavin took place in 1977, that would mean this is in 1847. I've said before that calling it the High Republic seems to imply that there's like a medium republic or even a low republic. But one of the fun things about having something set in this time period, this is the first live-action Star Wars we're getting in this pre-prequel era, so to speak. There's been a lot of books over the years. But I'm sure we're going to see Yoda. I'm sure we're going to see maybe a couple other characters, you know, like Yaddle or whatever. But it looks like the vast majority of the characters are all going to be new. And we'll see, as we get to in a moment with the trailer, we're going to see several Jedi at once instead of one main character who maybe might have other few Jedi friends that we see from time to time. I believe the fighting put on display in some of these fight scenes, especially what we see Amandia Stenberg's character doing, It looks like it's the Wushu martial art, which is Ray Park's fighting style, who was Darth Maul. So it only makes sense. You know, this is showing how doing the little things can go a long way. I believe Led Zeppelin also said that when gearing up to do this show, doing the prep for it, she actually went to the sources that influenced George Lucas himself. So she looked into Westerns and Akira Kurosawa and all that stuff to kind of get the similar influences that George got. And then some of the characters we see in the trailer here, a few of them I've only seen names in the trailer, and I haven't seen names given in IMDb or any of the official links on any official Star Wars page. But Lee Jung-jae plays a Jedi Master named Sal. He doesn't look Jewish, but okay, I'll take it, because I hear the name Sal and I can't help but think, oh, we're going to have dinner over at Sal's tonight. And we know that Charlie Bennett's character is named Yord, and another character who I think we might be led to believe is the Sith Lord is Jodie Turner Smith's character, and that character's name is Anasea. I don't know if she is a Sith Lord. I'm just putting it out there that maybe she is. Just one man speculation here. So with all that said, let's dive into what we see in this trailer here. I know this is audio, but you will see the screen caps that I'm talking about in the show notes at geekvilleradio.com/352. We open with an assassin. It is Mandy Stenberg's character approaching a town, very Western vibe, talking before about Westerns and Akira Kurosawa. We see Jedi Master Sal training a group of kids, or younglings, I guess. We see more of the hooded assassin going further into the town, going into the obligatory cantina scene, and that's where we see her pick a fight with Carrie-Anne Moss's Jedi Master. Well, maybe she's still a knight, but I'm assuming she's a master. And one of the things that jumped out at me in the fight that you see here, the few fight motions in the scuffle in the cantina, is that Carrie-Anne Moss's character acts very defensively. Now, she's almost kind of one-arming it. Maybe she's just gazing at how much this assassin is capable of. But you notice she does very quick motions and is always defensive. She's pushing away, twisting, does kind of a force push to get distance between her and the attacker. And that lines up perfectly with one of the most famous lines from Yoda. And I'm not even going to try to do a Yoda impression, but the Jedi uses the force for knowledge and defense, never for attack. This is a perfect example on display. She's defending herself, she's learning what she can, and pushing back, you might say. We also see throughout the trailer this character jumping other Jedi, it looks like including Sal himself, and we see Charlie Bennett's character Yord, the green-skinned Jedi who I think might be a Fahleen, that is the species that Prince Xizor is in Shadows of the Empire. We see them walking around, I think you see them in a mysterious cave, because every Star Wars movie or saga has to have something happen in a mysterious cave. And we also see a Wookiee Jedi who is played by none other than Juna Sotano, who is the current Chewbacca. I think it's one of the nice things about his job is he's not limited to playing one character. He can be any of the Wookiees. But we see Sal fighting this would-be assassin. She does one of those flipping, spinning Wushu kicks like something out of a Street Fighter game. And he just blocks it. It's like not only does he block it, he stops her in like midair. I think it's supposed to be reminiscent of Kylo Ren stopping the blaster bolt. And we also see Carrie-Anne Moss apparently do the same thing. The assassin jabs with her dagger. Carrie-Anne Moss just throws up her hand and she's just frozen. And here's where you notice the dagger that she is carrying. It looks a lot like the dagger we see in The Rise of Skywalker. So there definitely could be a connection here. And maybe it's not that specific dagger, but one like it. And that would seem to point towards Amandia's character as being the Sith in training. We do see Anasea, Jodie Turner Smith's character. She's got a group of followers with her. Her devotees, you might say, or maybe they could be, ding, wait for it, acolytes. We see a montage of scenes where there's a fiery forest with Amandia Stenberg running through it. We see a ship crash landing on a snowy planet. Saul is also seen on that planet as well. And we see a final montage with the big reveal, the red lightsaber kind of being thrown like a boomerang. It's blowing through trees, ripping through trees. And we see a bunch of Jedi ignite their lightsabers, go into battle, and apparently get swept up in a big force push or something that causes the ground to just swell up around them in a sandstorm. That's where it leaves off and gives you the acolyte name. So what does all this mean? Trying to decipher in what we might see, like any podcast would, we'll dive into this and make our rampant speculation and then get angry and curse aloud when things don't go our way. Okay, just kidding about that last part, but we will speculate. What I think we see at the beginning of the episode is a flashback. We see Saul training these kids because, quite frankly, he looks a little younger here than he does in some of the other shots. It looks like this is the same Jedi Temple on Coruscant, and you do hear the kids mention what do they see. It's something similar to Luke training Rey in Last Jedi, and you hear the kids say peace and life, and then one says, I see fire. I don't know if she'll see rain with that. Maybe she can see fire and rain and be James Taylor, but I think that is the same character that Amandia Stenberg plays, because a few minutes later in the trailer, about a minute later in the trailer, you see her running through a forest of fire. So that could be a premonition that comes true later. I think Carrie Ann Moss's character will also be seen in that flashback, but she'll be younger. Because given Carrie Ann Moss's age, assuming it's about 20 years, you know, she'd be a young woman by that time. She'd probably be a knight or possibly a Padawan at that point. And I think a lot of these people that Amandia Stenberg is hunting down are probably other people, other Jedi that she either knew from this temple or just knew were Jedi as a whole. I think she is the acolyte in question, I think is the best way to put it. I think we're made to assume that Anasea is the master. We don't know that. All we see is a hand, which could be a gloved hand. It doesn't look like it's very light-skinned, but it's also a dark area. And like I said, that could be easily be a glove. Some of these other planets that we see look like planets we've seen before. We do see a large castle or forest on a cliff overlooking a big body of water. That looks like that might be Tago Dana, where we see Maz Kanata's castle later and the First Order invade there. And we also see near the end, we see some mountains and more water. This could be the same planet we're seeing earlier. I thought might have been Tago Dana, but this actually looks like Octu, where we meet and catch up with Luke at the end of Force Awakens and where he spends most of his time in The Last Jedi. And that also would make sense, because the one thing we know about Octu is that it was the first Jedi temple. So it would make sense that this might be a gathering place for some of the old school Jedi. We don't know who Amandia Stenberg is meeting at this spot, but we do see them meeting in a collection of rocks, almost like a quarry, very similar like what we saw Rey talk to Luke on. So this is very much a teaser. We don't know that much, and I think that is by design. Now, I really liked this trailer. I think it definitely whet my appetite for the show. I'm definitely going to check this show out. It'll be interesting to see this High Republic era in live action. We've never seen that. We've only seen it in books and comics and animated format, because I believe the Young Jedi Adventures series is set during that same time period. Fortunately, we don't have that terribly long to wait. Premiere episodes are going to be in June 4th. I'm sure we're probably going to get another trailer before then. It would seem a bit weak to just have one teaser trailer for an 8-episode long series. So that is going to wrap it up for me here in Geekville Radio, episode 352. If you're listening to us for the first time, welcome. Thank you for listening. We can be found at geekvilleradio.com. You can find us on all the social media platforms, Well, not all of them, but three main ones. Facebook, Twitter/X, and Instagram are at Geekville Radio. You can drop us a line there. You can follow us on the podcast platform of your choosing, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon, Spotify, pretty much you name it, and you can find Geekville Radio there. Just do a search for Geekville Radio. You'll find our family of shows, including this one, where we talk about geek culture. It tends to be a lot of Star Wars and comic stuff, because that's my main geekery there. But we do talk some other stuff. We got Examining the Doctor, or Doctor Who podcast with myself and Mark Short, who you may have seen on Collector's Call. We got the Lesser Known Geek Hall of Fame, where Crazy Train and I talk about some of the heroes in geekdom past that aren't A-listers, but might have inspired some of the A-listers. We also have the Nostalgia Trip. We talk about pop culture of the past, and we have Examining the Dead, which is our horror-themed podcast, the only mature podcast we do here at Geekville Radio. All those can be at your fingertips in the podcast player you're choosing. And give us a review. Give us a rating if you like what you hear. I'm always looking for new ways to improve this show. So the only thing I ask in your reviews is just be honest. If you think we're great, great. If you think we suck, great. Let us know. Let us know what you think we can do better. So I'm going to shut down the power here in Geekville Radio Studios, and we'll talk to you folks again in the next episode.
Geekville Radio is not sponsored or endorsed by any products or services unless specifically stated. The views expressed by the hosts and or guests do not reflect the views of GeekvilleRadio.com, the Wrestling Brethren podcast, family, or any of their affiliates. Some media used in Geekville Radio is the product of their respective copyright holders, all rights reserved.